Apple fixes their FaceTime bug, and they find more issues in the process. Airlines are found not encrypting your passenger data, and detailed and accurate GPS data is being sold off. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for February 12th, 2019, your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. Last month, thanks to our patrons, I started rendering the video RSS file at a much smaller file size to help with data caps. It is still at 1080p format, so if you see any kind of compatibility issues, make sure to let me know in the comments. The link for that video RSS is down in the video description below on YouTube, so you can simply click and subscribe. And real quick, I would also like to give a special shout out to my newest Patreon supporters this week, including Jesse, Zachary, Alpha Wolf, Jake, James, John, Dwayne, and Eli. And by the way, for every new patron that signs up for the month of February, I will be donating $5 to WISP, which is the Women in Security and Privacy. So you unlock perks and we both help a really good cause. So if you are interested in supporting ThreatWire, hit up patreon.com/threatwire. And now on to the news. Apple is having a pretty interesting month when it comes to security. The group FaceTime flaw, which was dubbed FacePalm, lol, circulated earlier this month, and now two other serious bugs were also discovered. But first, let's go ahead and wrap up the FaceTime news. So Apple pushed updates for iOS 12.1.4 and Mojave 10.14.3 that fixed the issue in both mobile and desktop platforms. To download the updates, you simply go to Settings, General Software Update, and then Download, that's on your iOS device. And on macOS, just choose System Preferences, System Update, and then Download. Now, according to ZDNet, Group FaceTime will be enabled again for users that do apply that patch. And this update came surprisingly late, I believe, in the week, given that it was originally posted publicly via the press the week before. But perhaps the reason the update took longer than expected was because Apple also did a thorough security audit of the FaceTime app and server, at which time they also discovered a bug with live photos, which the update also fixed. So live photos is blocked as a feature on older versions of iOS and macOS to secure users. Now, lastly included in the update were two zero days that were discovered by Google Project Zero. Project Zero team lead Ben Hawks tweeted that these CVEs, which are 2019-7286 and 2019-7287, were both actively exploited in the wild. Now, these both fix memory corruption issues, both of which could be exploited to gain elevated privileges on the machine. Now, lastly, in Apple News, TechCrunch wrote last week that several popular apps were using a third-party service called Glassbox to record user interactions within the app, which basically boils down to screen recording. Now, this could be used for developers to find issues within their apps or to understand user interaction. It makes sense. But the problem was, it was never disclosed to the users, not even in privacy policies. And what makes matters worse, many of these applications didn't even properly encrypt data within the screen record sessions. So credit card numbers, addresses, and a lot more could be exposed to anyone who had access to those recordings. Now, Apple later told developers that they must disclose this information to its users or face removal from the App Store. According to one developer, they were given one day to remove the recording code and resubmit their app. Now, Glassbox also works with Android apps, but Google has not publicly stated their stance on this, even though the policies defined within Google Play also prohibit this kind of functionality. In a post released on Wednesday of last week, the threat research team over at Wandera found that a slew of airlines were not properly encrypting their e-ticketing systems, and in turn, they were exposing passenger information to potential theft or even interception by criminals. Airlines included Southwest, Air France, KLM, Vueling, Jetstar, Thomas Cook, Transavia, and Air Europa. Now, because the data was not encrypted, this could allow a third party to get unauthorized access to booking details, boarding passes, passenger personally identifiable details, and they could even change details of the booking in some instances. This includes the details that they could see, but is not limited to, email addresses, passport or ID numbers, booking references, references, the flight numbers and times, the seat assignments, the boarding passes, full names, etc., etc. So how did this happen? Well, each of these airliners sends an unencrypted check-in link to the passenger, where they can print and save a boarding pass, they can change details of their flight, and they can view their itinerary. The unencrypted link sends the passenger to a page where they are automatically logged in. If an attacker was on the same network as the passenger, they could easily intercept this unencrypted link and view the request themselves. Now, Wandera responsibly disclosed the vulnerability information to the airliners 4 weeks before publicizing it to the public. The company recommends airlines start using encryption, require authentication anytime identifying information is available and especially editable, use one-time tokens, which I agree with, and users can also use mobile security to monitor and block leaks of data or phishing attacks. Now, I would recommend using a trustworthy VPN whenever you access that data, and only accessing it whenever you are on a trusted network. Now, since airport Wi-Fi networks tend to be very vulnerable, accessing the link while on airport Wi-Fi would be a no-go. Now, sadly, no airliners listed have fixed the issue as of reporting, but a few have reported that their servers have not been hacked, though nobody said that they were, and that they are working with their security teams to fix the issue. The problem was first discovered and disclosed back in 2018 in December. In the ongoing story about cell phone carriers reselling location data to pretty much anyone, it was just discovered that AGPS data was also being sold. In an investigation by Motherboard, the company claims that cell carriers are selling AGPS data to data aggregators who then sold it to brokers, bounty hunter, bail bonds companies, etc., etc. So AGPS, that's A-GPS, stands for Assisted GPS, and it's utilized by both the internal GPS chip, but also cell phone towers. It's more accurate than traditional GPS, and it's used by 911 first responders to find victims. This data is mandatory to share with emergency call dispatchers as of 2007, and it can't even be used for indoor locations accuracy within 50 meters. So by all accounts, it's pretty useful. So this data was being sold even though the FCC rules from 2015 specifically do not allow for that sharing. It should only be shared or stored in the National Emergency Address Database, not sold for any purpose outside of for 911 usage. Now, in total, Motherboard found that about 250 bounty hunters and other companies had unlawful access to location data, and there were more than 18,000 data location requests made by just one of those data brokers. A data seller named SirCare1 operated in secrecy, and they were specifically tied to this news. And between 2012 to 2017, they would sell data for upwards of $1,100 USD to bounty hunters and the like. This included AGPS data. They bought this data from a data aggregator, which was called Locade, which kind of sounds like a medicine, who bought it from the carriers. So Locade was purchased by a company that we have mentioned previously called Location Smart way back in 2015. So this just kind of goes to show that the original incident of Motherboard paying $300 to buy one phone's location data wasn't an isolated incident. It's an ongoing issue that impacts thousands of people. All of the cell phone carriers are ending or they have ended ties with location aggregators at this time, but this discovery does make me curious about how many more location data companies were still out there, or maybe still are, using data from cell phones without our consent. Thank you so much to my Patreon supporters. If you are interested in getting access to a slew of extras and a slew of perks, even if it's just $1 or $2 a month, hit that button to become a Patreon supporter because it all helps and it shows me that you appreciate the work that I'm putting in for this show. And just a reminder, for the month of February, for every person that signs up a Patreon, I will donate $5 to the Women in Security and Privacy Initiative. And also a big thanks to our Hush Puppy perk level patrons for sending in their fur baby photos. I love them, so keep them coming. And don't forget to like and subscribe. And with that, I'm Shannon Morse, and I will see you on the internet. Bye! Yeah.